Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Good afternoon. This is a very, very, very special edition of the Chef Jeff Show. This is Chef Jeff, and you are listening to the Chef Jeff Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, yes, this is not my typical time. I'm typically on. If you enjoy the set that I'm about to play, please tune in. It's Thursday night, late Thursday night, but technically Friday at midnight, and that's every week. I'm on, play a bunch of stuff, usually have a theme, don't really have a genre restriction or anything. So whatever you like, I take song requests too. Definitely tune in. But yeah, so I'm currently subbing in for Time Travel, I believe. Yeah, it is. What? With Chris Earl. Yes, with the legendary Chris Earl. So yeah, he couldn't make it in today, so I'm going to be spinning some music for y'all this evening. I'm with Amanda. Amanda, say hello.
Hello. I'm on mic 4.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay.
It's the board was all messed up or whatever. But yeah, so you just heard Dark Side by Grimes, which does not fit the theme of the rest of the episode at all, but it still slaps, so it doesn't matter. Slap.
What is the theme of today's episode, Jeff?
So, inspired by time travel, I mean, I'm playing songs both from far in the past, but also songs from present day that are heavily influenced by artists from the past. So, getting some exposure to that, we have songs that are influenced by Led Zeppelin, songs that are influenced by Pink Floyd, King Crimson. We got some old country in there, influenced by old country. But then we also got some other songs. We got King Crimson. We got Black Sabbath, actually, I'm about to play now. Our very good friend Brandon is one of the biggest Black Sabbath fans that I know. He unfortunately could not come because he's got exams, which honestly understandable. But we were going to play the Black Sabbath self-titled album. There's an original press vinyl in the studio, which I think is terrific. And so we were going to play that, but he's not in. And so I know he definitely wanted to have that experience. So we'll save it for another one of our episodes. Just keep tuning in and we'll play it. And it'll be a good time. So yeah, let's kick it off. I guess in line with that, I'm going to play my favorite song off of the Black Sabbath self-titled EP album. Sorry, it is also his favorite song. It's a multi-part song, and I'm just gonna play it. It's wonderful. So yeah, let's kick it off with some Black Sabbath.
Sun rising in the sky, cause there's iron in my heart. I just can't keep from crying, cause you say we've got to part. Sorrow grips my voice as I stand here all alone and watch you slowly take away a love I've never known. I was born without you, baby, but my feelings were a little bit too strong. Just a little bit too strong.
so strong.
That right there is one of my favorite metal songs of all time. That was A Bit of Finger / Sleeping Village / Warning by Black Sabbath off of their self-titled debut release from 1970. I think that's super cool. It's in a similar vein, and I've discussed this previously. It was its 50th anniversary a few weeks ago, I believe, at this point. I think it was Valentine's Day, actually. The day before Valentine's Day was its 50th anniversary. But I've been freaking out about it for the past month or so just because it came back up again, and I've listened to it cover to cover trying to analyze it, and it's just incredible. And that whole album was recorded over the course of one day, and the processing, mixing, engineering, all that stuff, that was another day. And you get one of my favorite albums of all time, the Black Sabbath self-titled. And it's just super cool. I really like that opening riff after you have that Aussie / kind of guitar / jaw harp intro. That opening riff is awesome. And then towards the end of the Warning, you get that really reverbed kind of, the guitar kind of sounds like the boom, boom, kind of sounds like it's coming from the background. I think that's super cool. The whole song, terrific. Easily, I think it's very hard to argue against this Black Sabbath self-titled being one of the most important albums of all time, because metal just kind of really boils down. You get back in the history of it, it kind of just comes back to this album. But yeah, it's so cool. And again, similar to King Crimson, who I'll be playing later in this playlist, how they just kind of birthed prog rock, and you get bands like, Pink Floyd. Later down the road, you get Radiohead, and a bunch of artists are taking influence from that album. But yeah, so if you're just tuning in, welcome. I am Chef Jeff. I'm covering the time travel from Chris Earl, correct? Yes, okay. So I'm just playing in line with the theme. I'm playing songs both from the past and songs from today that are heavily influenced by the past. So I'm going to try to alternate those for the most part. I'm playing the newer song first and then showing the song that it either reminded me of or is influenced by. So let's kick it off. Some of you may not like this one. I love it. I think it's great. The Led Zeppelin influence is so high on the song that the whole band, I'm talking about Greta Van Fleet, has been considered to be practically a Led Zeppelin cover band. I think this song's great. I think it's cool that they take a similar recording approach. But give it a listen if you haven't listened before. Otherwise, make it through if you dislike it. I don't know. I enjoy it. So here, if you haven't heard it, let's give it a try. This is Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah. Nam nam la 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 nam na na la 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 na na la 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 na na la 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 na na la 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 na na la 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 na. You will sing a song till the night turns into day.
The Ocean. That was The Ocean by Led Zeppelin. And before that, you heard Highway Tune by Greta Van Fleet. So if you listen to both of those songs, you can tell the resemblance between Greta Van Fleet and Led Zeppelin is pretty, pretty high. Vocal delivery, especially, is like one of the highlights. Greta Van Fleet intentionally uses some of the recording techniques to mimic that of Led Zeppelin. Back in their day, the difference between those two releases 44 years. House of the Holy was released in 1973, and then Highway Tune was released in 2017. I think that's really cool. I like how they're taking that stylistic approach, similar to that of Led Zeppelin back in the old days. I'm not sure. I believe they would have recorded analog then. I'm only assuming, but at least from an artistic standpoint, there's definitely a lot of influence. I kind of stand Greta Van Fleet. Not all of their stuff's terrific, but I'm fine with them. I really like that song, especially. So yeah, that was Highway Tune before that was before we played The Ocean by Led Zeppelin. Okay. So coming up next, I'm gonna play a song from Harry Styles that actually reminded me quite a bit of Pink Floyd. So we'll play those two songs. We'll start with Harry Styles, go to Pink Floyd, and discuss a little bit. Did you have any comments?
I have a discussion topic, but I can save it for later.
Okay. We will discuss. We'll do some talking when we get back.
It involves holograms.
Holograms. Okay. We will play. We'll do Harry Styles first, and then Pink Floyd, and then we'll have our discussion. So, stay tuned. Here's some Harry Styles.
Senses assist.
That was Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd. And before that, you heard She by Harry Styles. So that song, Breathe in the Air, is off my second favorite album of all time, The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. That was released in 1973. And She by Harry Styles was off his latest record, which came out December of last year, 2019. I'm a pretty big fan of that record, too, actually. I think there's something about that song specifically, She. I feel like the chord progression kind of follows the motif that you can find throughout most of Dark Side of the Moon. Or there's something very Pink Floyd-esque about it, I think, in my opinion. So that's that. I'm pretty sure it's Breathe in the Air. I'm not sure if there's another song that fit it better. If we have any Dark Side of the Moon fans, feel free to call in. And you can call us at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. But yeah, so I believe it was Breathe in the Air. But anyways, you can definitely tell there's something about the chord progression of She that really it reeks of Pink Floyd. And those albums, 46 years apart. So I think that's pretty cool. Before we get into discussion, PSA for y'all. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies, of which we are almost kind of in right now, can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, so quick discussion. Is this still taking place?
Yeah.
Okay. It's about holograms. Care to elaborate?
What are our thoughts on hologram celebrities?
Hologram celebrities.
Hologram concerts.
Hologram concerts. So, and we were discussing earlier, there's two certain kinds. The hologram concert, the one, for instance, if you were to see, I don't know, Tupac being a popular example, see Tupac perform. Or perhaps you want to see, like, Jim Morrison in the Doors. Perhaps you want to see the Beatles, but they're holograms.
Or what if you want to see an alive person?
You can also see an alive person.
Like Grimes.
Like Grimes. Very much like Grimes. There's two different ways to go about it. I think either way, it's fine. I mean, of course, like the artists that I brought up, they didn't intend to be holograms for the future. At least I don't think. I don't know if that's like a moral dilemma or something, but I think it's fine for people who want the experience. It's not, of course, it's not the same, but I'm sure it's kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like seeing a movie or just like watching concerts from them in a live concert setting. I feel like there's nothing wrong with that necessarily.
I'm not sure. I feel or like Amy Winehouse went on tour, is going on tour.
Oh, really?
Amy Winehouse hologram.
Whoa. Yeah, I like... I think for the most part, it's fine. I don't think it's the most terrific thing, but I think it's fine.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I like... I guess fine, but like... I guess it's just more crazy to me. Also, like, Hatsune Miku is like, you know...
Yeah, she's like just factually a hologram.
She just is a hologram. And like... Concert tickets to see her is $70.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess that's part of her gimmick. Because, I mean, like, if you think about it, like, a couple of concerts I've been to, Flying Lotus, he had a 3D concert, so that's part of his gimmick. He didn't really necessarily, I think those tickets were just about $32, maybe. And then you have Deadmau5, who he has his Cube V3 now going on. That was a terrific show. But that's another part of the gimmick that I feel like could possibly raise, like, be another reason to come other than to see them live. But I guess when your entire existence is that whole gimmick about being a hologram, like, that's, like, pretty crazy. I feel like you don't have to... That is, like, really crazy.
I guess there's a difference between, like, being a hologram... And, like, being a person represented by a hologram.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm writing an article and trying to kind of hash out my ideas.
Yeah. And that article will be for Melisma.
Yeah.
Our music magazine on campus. Pick up the latest issue or check us out online. I'm also a semi-member.
I just wrote a review about Poppy if you want to read it. It's online.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. I disagree. Album review. I have one on the Tufts Daily too, so go check out both of our profiles. Her on Melisma, me on Tufts Daily, the respective websites. And yeah, I don't know. I think the whole concept of it's fine. I have no qualms with it. I think it's perhaps getting a little out of hand if tickets are going to be that expensive. And I think seeing the artists of the past as holograms, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just a different, you have to take it as a different experience, I guess. Yeah. So, all right. So now this one I'm really excited about. This is one of the first things I thought about. I'm going to play the song it's 100% is influenced, but it's sampled in the song. It's not like direct, like artistic influence. This is direct. The song is directly sampled. I'm going to play the song that it's sampled in. I'm going to leave it a surprise. I'm so excited. And then we're going to play the song after it, the original song, because the original song is terrific. It's one of the most influential songs of all time. One of the best rock songs of all time. And yeah, let's give it a listen.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, everybody. Some light-skinned girls and some Kelly Rollins. In this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Napoleon, my furs is Mongolian. My ice brought the goalies and I embody every characteristic of the egotistic. He knows he's so f***ing gifted. I just needed time alone with my own thoughts. Got treasures in my mind but couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, like creativity, purity and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me. Taking my inner child, I'm fighting for custody. With these responsibilities that they entrusted me. As I look down at my diamond and crush the piece. Thinking no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Till then, that the world's ours. Translation with a whole f***ing nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, I'm killing this. I know damn well y'all feeling this. I don't need your f***ing, I'm on my own. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving. What a bad f***ing.
got the power to let power go.